Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So our new dog, Layla, loves toys. As a matter of fact, we had probably 25 toys left over from our last dog that we never donated or threw out. And they've been recycled. And when I say recycled, I mean recycled. Our old dog would never chew or destroy anything. This new dog, oh my goodness, she is crazy. Now, she is a dog on a mission. And what she does is she finds those squishy toys, the ones that are filled with stuffing, and she figures out where is the weakest link. Where is that one thread that I can pull that will open it up and get me to the promised land of all that stuffing that I can pull out and spit and pull out and spit. And then when it's destroyed, she moves on to the next toy. So today I want to talk about pulling a common thread that holds us all together with our customers. Now, I'm not saying that we're toys or that we move on to the next one, but in the case of the dog, it has a purpose. And that is, she goes and finds that string. She pulls that string, and the prize that she gets is the stuffing. And when she's done with that, she will move on to the next toy. So with your customers, what is that string? One of the common things that I know that I have with my customers is I have been in their place. So what I'm asking you to do is think about a place of empathy. What makes them want to work with you, or maybe what makes them not want to work with you? So here's the thing. Think about this as you're starting to build a relationship with a prospect or a customer. And that is, we have all been sold something and been disappointed. Have you? People make promises and they hype things up that you can make tens of thousands, millions of dollars. All you've got to do is this one simple thing and all of a sudden you're going to be rich, right? We've all seen it. It's all over the internet. But in reality, it's usually a bit more complex. Now, we've all been taken advantage of. There have been people who've made these promises that if you do A, B, C, and D, you're going to get E, right? You have to do all of these things, and finally you get to this point. And by the way, if you don't do it, I will do it for you. Now, I did A, B, C, and D, and they didn't work. And I went back to one of these people, and they said, hey, you know, I tried all those things. It's not working. Oh, well, you know, you didn't do them right, and I can't do that for you. But what I can do is get one of my assistants to do it for you. No, wait a minute. I paid for you. I paid for something specific, and I didn't get it. And so in the end, I bought something that didn't work, and I lost all my money. And I'm sure that there are clients out there that have gone through those same experiences. They paid for something. They've been asked to do something. Maybe they didn't do it right. Maybe they did all the steps, but they were missing something and didn't understand it. And at the end, they ended up not being satisfied and not getting what they expected. So that tends to make us all a little bit skeptical. So the thing that we have to do is find that empathy and that common thread and be able to pull it, but in the process, know that inside is that prize. So what is the stuffing for those clients? What's the thing they're going to get if they do all of those things? So one of the first questions I think you need to define, and you have to help your client define, is what does success mean? What does it look like? Does it have a number? And what does that number mean to the end user? Now, it could be a number of visits to a website. It could be a number of readers. It could be a number in the form of dollars. But the bottom line is, until you define what success is, there's no easy way to obtain it. Imagine pulling that thread and you open it up and there's nothing but air. Very disappointing, right? So you have to define what's in there. The second thing that you have to do is you have to help your clients be able to understand milestones. And those milestones are the steps, the incremental steps that it's going to take to get to those points. So one of the things that I got when I hired that consultant who said do A, B, C, and D, and you will get E, is they never said, if you do A, this is the outcome. Then if you do A and B together, this is going to be the outcome. And then if you do A, B, and C together, this is the outcome. And then when you get A, B, C, and D, now you've got the complete package and you're going to reach that defined success. That was the thing that was missing. They never told me what to expect at each one of those steps. So can you define that for your client? And lastly, are you communicating that? Are you constantly saying, hey, we have been at point A, and here's the milestone. And now we've done A and B, and here's the milestone, and so on. So are you able to communicate that when you get to this point, this is what it looks like? It's not complete. It's not the end game. It's not that defined success. But can you communicate where you're at and what's coming next and what they can expect? So as you start to do things, are you laying that out for your clients so they feel they understand the steps and they understand that it will end up not disappointing them and not become just a big waste of time and money? So the last piece of this is, what is the next toy? And so when Layla finishes, she'll move on to the next one. And either that carcass lays around, she still plays with it, or we throw it out. We definitely throw out all the stuffing. So you have to ask yourself, what's next once you've achieved that success? Do you have more to sell? Can you incrementally take them further? Or is what you're doing giving them enough repeat benefit that they're willing to pay for it over and over and over again? The next part is, are you okay with ending the relationship? If you've achieved exactly what you've said you're going to do, and they've hit that milestone of success, are you okay with saying goodbye? Not every time are you going to be able to continue to sell the same thing over and over to the same customer. So you have to define, when is that end date? When do I hit that milestone? And when do I say, we're finished here? At least in my business, I know when that is. And I know it's time to move on. And finally, if you don't achieve that success, if you don't satisfy their needs, if you don't live up to their expectations, are you willing to offer a refund? That's something you have to think about. If they don't achieve what they're looking for, and they've done everything you've asked them to do, then maybe it wasn't a good fit. And you have to define, is it a full refund or a partial refund? But ultimately, they're going to buy another toy. And they're going to find that thread, and they're going to pull it, and eventually they'll find what they define as success. So I hope you found this interesting. If you liked it, please go to iTunes or Stitcher, whatever. Give us a review, share this podcast with your friends, and if you have any questions, please send them to me at askbrian@b2b-im.com. This podcast is all about you and for you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.